From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The first vote on the debt ceiling deal has come in Congress. That deal worked out by the White House and congressional leaders over the weekend, and the deal has passed the House of Representatives. The deal is, by all accounts, unlovable. Here's how Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid described it today. Earlier today, we don't have that tape right now. We'll get to it later. Earlier today, the House put the bill to the on the floor for debate and has just wrapped up its vote. It now goes on to the Senate, where a vote may not happen until tomorrow because of procedural delays. NPR's David Wellna in the Senate and NPR's Andrea Seabrook in the House join me now with the latest. And Andrea, this vote just wrapped up. Tell us how it went down.
Well, actually, Melissa, it's not quite over yet.
Not quite over. I see applause as I'm watching, but it's not over till it's over.
No, the applause that's happening right now is because Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is on the floor, and she just voted for this bill. She, this is the woman who was attacked and in fact shot in the head earlier this year. A remarkable scene of her on the floor. It does appear, though, that the bill is just about to pass. It has plenty of votes, and in fact, they may be gaveling it closed just as we speak. And you know, the way that the both sides argued that this, the reason it should be passed, well, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, the leader of them, told them, look how it protects any cuts in services in Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And any other deal would have been much, much worse, she said. And also, they managed to get in sort of the question of Defense Department cuts in the final sort of sword of Damocles hanging over their heads. Also, on the line, this idea of Defense Department cuts along with education, health care, and so on. In other words, she said she argued that the idea of national security has been broadened. On the Republican side, the argument was that this represents an amazing turnaround in the discussion and focus of Washington, that before Republicans came in, lawmakers were still talking about what to fund, and now they're talking about what to cut and how deeply. Also, no revenues at all in this final compromise.
And a lot of heavy lobbying today through the day on both sides, House leaders and the vice president going to the Hill to try to win over very reluctant Democrats.
Yes, it has been quite a couple of days up here. In fact, a couple of weeks, and it's amazing to watch it pass through the House and so handily. And yes, it has now been gaveled closed, and it did pass the House.